I just look at it as is. It's just a great opportunity. I mean, whoever wants to be the best, they have to go up against the best. And it's obvious that Calvin Johnson is one of the best wide receivers in the game right now. So I think it presents a great challenge to any defender who goes up against him.
When we had him on the conference call just a few minutes ago, he stumbled over your name. He didn't remember Tremaine's name. He didn't seem to have much respect for the Giants secondary. He said they could find some openings in there. Does that get fired to you guys? Does that disrespect you guys?
I mean, it's just words, really. I mean, I can't really go off of what you say because I didn't really hear. I didn't hear the interview, but I mean, he's a great wide receiver. They have a great quarterback, and it's just going to be a great challenge for us.
Would you think that most wide receivers you go against could say your name?
No. I mean, they still misspell my name here on something. So I mean, it's a hard name, but if someone does pronounce it wrong, I do correct them.
There haven't been many, but there's been a few cornerbacks around the league that have played him consistently well. Do you watch other cornerbacks?
For sure, I watch other cornerbacks. I watched the game with against Arizona Cardinals with Patrick Peterson, and he shadowed him most of the game, and it seemed like he did pretty well. Calvin broke a couple of good runs, made some good plays, but that's expected because of who Calvin Johnson is. But Patrick played him very, very well, so that's a good tape to watch.
Are you gonna correct Calvin Johnson's pronunciation?
I mean, if he says, "Hey, you're Prince," then I'll tell him, "Yes, Prince Mukamara." But I'm not gonna initiate anything.
If he says something like, "Hey, 20, I know who you are."
Yeah.
You know what his nickname is?
Megatron. Is that it? Yeah.
They need a win to, keep their playoff hopes alive. I mean, are you guys sitting there saying we need it just as much, or is it just at this point, you play the best you can. If you win, you win. You don't.
No matter what our record is, I don't think the culture changes. And Coach Coffin's always been saying you always play to win the game, and that's our mentality, to always play to win the game and to always compete, and that's what we're going to do Sunday.
Calvin had some trouble holding onto the ball Monday night, I'm sure you saw.
Yeah.
When a receiver comes into a game like that, or after a game like that, is there something that a cornerback can do to facilitate him more drops?
Maybe just continue just to frustrate with him by just putting hands on him that much more. But, I mean, it's rare that you see a receiver at his caliber dropping balls like that, so I'm sure he's working extra hard to correct that, because you rarely see that.
You talked about playing sides. I mean, have you ever gone to a parent and just said, "Let me take this guy, I want him, let me shadow him," or is that?
I've gone once against the Eagles 1 week, and just with the type of game plan we had, it was orchestrated for me and Tremaine to play right and left. That was the second time we played them, and we won. So I just trust our coordinators, and whatever they ask us to do, we do it.